समाचार सेवा प्रभाग से प्रस्तुत है कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा।
नमस्कार, हमारे स्टूडियो की घड़ी में ठीक 4:30 बजे हैं और ये समय है आपके अपने न्यूज मैगजीन कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा का, जिसमें हम आपके लिए लेकर आते हैं वो सारी जानकारी जिनका आपसे है सरोकार। श्रोताओं, आधे घंटे के इस कार्यक्रम में राष्ट्रीय और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समाचार होंगे, चलेंगे अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं के पास और जानेंगे क्या कुछ खास है उनके पास। इसके अलावा खेल के मैदान की गतिविधियों और आर्थिक जगत पर भी रहेगी हमारी नजर और उन विशिष्ट व्यक्तित्वों को भी हम करेंगे याद जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि, जयंती या फिर जन्मदिवस। परिक्रमा के आज के इस अंक के साथ मैं हूं मुदिता और मेरे साथ हैं मेरे को होस्ट नरेश मागो। नरेश, आपको भी मेरा नमस्कार।
आपको भी नमस्कार मुदिता। गुड इवनिंग लिसनर्स, यू ट्यून टू परिक्रमा ऑन 100.1 FM। फॉर यू वी हैव अ सिलेक्शन ऑफ न्यूज डिस्कशन सेगमेंट डेटलाइन इंडिया, वी हैव रिपोर्ट्स, कैप्सूल्स, ट्रिब्यूट्स एंड सो मच मोर। वी विल ब्रिंग यू ऑल दिस ओवर द नेक्स्ट 30 मिनट्स, बट वी बिगिन विद द न्यूज हेडलाइंस फर्स्ट। Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses a rally at Nawada in Bihar, also to hold a road show in Jabalpur, Madhya Pradesh later this evening.
निर्वाचन आयोग को चुनाव घोषणा के केवल 20 दिन में सुविधा पोर्टल पर रैलियों, अस्थायी पार्टी कार्यालय खोलने और अन्य कार्यों के लिए 73,000 से अधिक आवेदन मिले।
Microsoft warns of China's designs to disrupt upcoming elections in India, US and South Korea by using AI-generated content.
IPL क्रिकेट में आज मुंबई इंडियंस का मुकाबला दिल्ली कैपिटल्स से जारी और लखनऊ सुपर जायंट्स का मैच गुजरात टाइटंस से आज शाम को।
Now time for our segment Dateline India, in which we take a look at the developments at the national or global level. Today we will talk about World Health Day.
आज के समय में खराब जीवन शैली या लाइफस्टाइल के कारण लोगों को गंभीर बीमारियां अपनी चपेट में ले रही हैं। हर साल लाखों लोग किसी न किसी बीमारी के कारण अपनी जान गंवाते हैं। हालांकि इसके लिए सिर्फ खानपान ही नहीं बल्कि प्रदूषण और खराब जलवायु जैसे कारण भी हैं, जिनकी वजह से व्यक्ति के लिए स्वस्थ रह पाना एक चुनौती बन चुका है। लेकिन ये चुनौतियां आज से नहीं, हमेशा से चली आ रही हैं। इसलिए वर्ष 1948 में विश्व स्वास्थ्य दिवस की नींव रखी गई थी, जिसका उद्देश्य लोगों के स्वास्थ्य को बढ़ावा देने और उन्हें गंभीर बीमारियों से सुरक्षित रखने को लेकर जागरूकता फैलाना था। तब से आज तक हर साल लोगों के बीच स्वास्थ्य के प्रति जागरूकता फैलाने के लिए हर साल विश्व स्वास्थ्य दिवस या वर्ल्ड हेल्थ डे मनाया जाता है। इसकी मदद से लोगों को इस बात का एहसास कराया जाता है कि सेहतमंद रहना खुशहाल जीवन के लिए कितना जरूरी है।
गुड हेल्थ एंड वेलबींग आर फंडामेंटल कम्पोनेंट्स ऑफ लीडिंग अ फुलफिलिंग लाइफ, इनकम्पसिंग फिजिकल, मेंटल एंड सोशल एस्पेक्ट्स। By maintaining a healthy lifestyle, seeking timely medical care and nurturing supporting relationships, individuals can enhance their overall well-being and contribute positively to the society. World Health Day, celebrated annually on April the 7th, serves as a global platform to raise awareness about crucial health issues and advocate for overall health and well-being. This significant day also commemorates the establishment of the World Health Organization, WHO, uniting doctors, nurses and individuals worldwide in efforts to prioritize health-related concerns. Established in 1950, the day also commemorates founding of World Health Organization, a specialized agency of the UN dedicated to international public health. World Health Day is aimed at raising awareness about global health issues and encourage people to live healthier. It was established by the WHO in 1948 and has been celebrated every year since then. Now, Mudita, we are talking about the awareness about health issues and how to make sure that we have a healthy and fulfilling life.
Mm-hmm.
I think lifestyle plays a critical component here. And like you said earlier, lifestyle diseases are the ones that are crippling people more than anything else right now.
Bilkul, bilkul.
And if you see how diets have changed over the years and how we've lost sight of what natural, nutritious and healthy diet can be. We are moving more and more to processed food, which is causing a lot of diseases in us, you know, the diabetes and the cancers. You know, they all come from poor lifestyle, poor eating habits, and they are the ones that are affecting our regular fulfillment of our day-to-day duties, are impacting our work lives, and they're also impacting social lives as well.
बिल्कुल नरेश, और मुझे लगता है लोग शायद थोड़ा जागरूक भी हो रहे हैं, चाहे मिलेट्स की तरफ वापस लौटने की बात हो या नेचुरल और ऑर्गेनिक खाने की तरफ लौटने की बात हो, तो शायद ये चीजें अब बहुत जरूरी हो गई हैं हमारे लिए.
Well, the theme for this year's World Health Day, My Health, My Right, highlights that getting access to essential health services should no longer be a privilege, but should be one's right. As per the WHO Council on the Economics of Health for All, at least 140 countries recognize health as a human right in their constitution, yet countries are not passing and putting into practice laws to ensure their populations are entitled to access health services. WHO underscores the importance of ensuring equitable access to these necessities and freedom from discrimination. Speaking to Akashvani News, AIIMS New Delhi Professor Dr. Reema Dada said that key changes in lifestyle and adoption of practices such as yoga can help beat lifestyle diseases that have been growing at an alarming rate, especially amongst the youth.
We have to realize that a sedentary lifestyle, a diet where there is very high levels of stress, anxiety, depression. In addition to that, we find people are smoking and they have taken up to smoking, drinking at a very young age. So we have to realize that this irresponsible attitude and habits has led to a huge increase in these lifestyle diseases. And therefore, our health is our responsibility. And there are large sections of society which do not have access to maybe healthcare services. But if this awareness is increased amongst them, that if you can actually improve your health, you can achieve optimal physical as well as mental health by adopting a healthy lifestyle. For example, if you have a whole plant-based food, if you do exercise, you adopt yoga, which will help to optimize your physical and mental health.
So, Mudita, besides what Dr. Reema Dada said, I think there are a few basic rules, you know, that one could follow for a healthy mind and body. Yes. And how to nourish your body is very important. So your body does need food to produce energy. And not just that, your body needs the right nutrition to perform various functions for optimal growth and to prevent the risk of several health conditions. One must focus on consuming unprocessed whole foods that can help provide all essential nutrients to your body, like whole grains, fruits, vegetables, seeds and nuts. Also focus on proper hydration and eliminating processed foods from your diet as much as possible. Second and very important is exercise. Physical inactivity is a common risk factor for several health conditions, and one must maintain a healthy weight and improve one's heart health. Regular exercising plays a crucial role in that, and it helps in maintaining your overall health in more ways than one.
जी बिल्कुल नरेश, और इसके साथ ही जरूरी है कि आप अपने स्वास्थ्य की नियमित जांच कराएं, क्योंकि ये नियमित जांच से आप बीमारियों को रोकने और उनके निदान में मदद आपको मिल सकती है. दो और जो बहुत जरूरी चीजें मुझे दिखती हैं आज के समय में, एक जिस चीज को आजकल काफी इग्नोर भी कर देते हैं कई बार लोग, वो है नींद. जिस तरह का स्ट्रेसफुल लाइफ अभी है, उसमें वो नींद प्रॉपर जो मिलनी है वो बहुत जरूरी चीज है. इसके अलावा मानसिक स्वास्थ्य जो है उस पर भी पूरा ध्यान दिया जाना चाहिए, और जरूरत पड़ने पर किसी विशेषज्ञ की मदद लेने में भी संकोच ना करें आप. है अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं से जानने का कि उनके पास क्या है खास.
लेट्स गो ओवर टू आवर कॉरेस्पॉन्डेंट अनायत अली, हू इज इन लद्दाख. एंड you know, from Ladakh, he sent this report, which talks about the scenic landscape of the Kargil district that has come alive with the commencement of the Apricot Blossom Festival. Now, this is a vibrant celebration of culture and nature. This festival, scheduled from April 6 to April 18, promises to be a sensory delight for visitors, offering them the opportunity to immerse themselves in the beauty of nature and the warmth of Ladakhi hospitality.
The festival's inaugural program unfolded in Garkon village, drawing a diverse crowd eager to partake in the festivities. Organized by the Department of Tourism Kargil, the event kicked it off with pomp and splendor, showcasing the rich heritage and agriculture might of the region. Attendees, including government officials, tourists, vloggers, and local residents, gathered to reveal the festivities and witness the spectacle of apricot trees in full blossom. Throughout the day, attendees were treated to a plethora of activities, including colorful cultural performances by artists from Garkon, Darchik, Sanache, Bodkharbu, Hordas, Yuldar, and student of Government High School, Garkon. The vibrant display mesmerized the audience, offering a glimpse into the rich tapestry of the Ladakhi culture. As the festival unfolds, it is poised to leave an indelible mark on the hearts and minds of all who partake in its festivities. This is Anad Ali from Kargil, Union Territory of Ladakh, for Parikrama.
In Arunachal Pradesh, a remarkable discovery unfolded in the heart of the Tail Valley Wildlife Sanctuary, and this was with a group of butterfly enthusiasts documenting for the first time in India an elusive butterfly species, Nepthys filiera, a member of the family Nymphalidae, recently.
In Arunachal Pradesh, a group of passionate butterfly enthusiasts have discovered and documented an elusive butterfly species, Nepthys filiera, a member of the family Nymphalidae, recently from Tale Valley in Lower Subansiri district. The group of butterfly enthusiasts comprises Atanu Bose, Mahesh Barua, Abhishek Datta Chaudhary from Assam, and Anitabha Roy from West Bengal, who stumbled upon the elusive Nepthys filiera, also known as long streak sailor, in June 2023. This marked the first recorded sighting of the species in India. This effort of the group, supported by Wiki Loves Butterfly Project and the field expertise of Kosmama Taman and Punyo Chada, culminated in the groundbreaking discovery. It was later documented and disseminated in the International Scientific Journal, Journal of Tropical Lepidoptera Research, Florida, USA, on 5th of April this month. This butterfly was first described by M. Menetaris in 1859 from Russia. These species have been found to be well distributed across various regions in East Asia, including Eastern Siberia, Korea, Japan, Taiwan, Central and Southeast China, Tibet, Northwestern Yunnan, and Northern and Central Vietnam. For Parikrama, this is Rakesh Dole, Akashvani News, Itanagar.
In view of the upcoming Lok Sabha election, we now present you a capsule based on state profile, giving details of number of phases, dates of polling, number of seats, and other relevant facts by our correspondents. First, let's go to Manipur. The Lok Sabha polls for two seats of Manipur will be held in two phases, and the polls for the inner Manipur parliamentary constituency seat will be conducted on 19th April. The total number of voters in inner Manipur Lok Sabha constituency is 989,887, which includes 516,150 female voters. Six candidates, including three independents, are in the fray. More from our Imphal correspondent.
The election authority has declared that the voting for the first phase Lok Sabha election in Manipur will be held at 1,404 polling stations, including 85 special polling stations. These special polling stations have been set up for internally displaced voters who are taking shelter at different relief camps and other places due to the ethnic class in Manipur. In the first phase, poll will be conducted at 47 assembly segments of the states, including 15 assembly segments which are under the outer Manipur parliamentary constituency. Among the six candidates who are in fray for the inner Manipur Lok Sabha seat, BJP has fielded State Education Minister Thongaujam Basant Kumar as party candidate, when JNU professor Angomcha Bimol Akoijam is contesting on INC ticket. The National General Secretary of RPI Athawale, Maheshwar Thongaujam, and three independent candidates are also contesting for the seat. Inner Manipur Lok Sabha seat is constituted by 32 assembly segments of Manipur, which are in valley districts. Jeje Thoksom, Akashvani News, Imphal.
In our series of profiling key constituencies today, we will talk about the Mandla parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh. Voting will be held in the first phase in Mandla on 19th April. More from our correspondent.
In Madhya Pradesh, tribal-dominated Mandla seat is reserved for the scheduled tribe. The key feature of Mandla parliamentary seat is that the women voters outnumber the male voters. Mandla constituencies consisting of 8 assembly seats situated in 4 districts. In Mandla Lok Sabha constituency, there are a total of 20,97,051 voters, in which the number of male voters is 10,48,096, while the number of female voters is 10,48,930. There are also 25 voters of third gender in this seat. 14 candidates are in the fray from Mandla seat. Union Minister for State for Rural Development and Steel Faggan Singh Kulaste is the candidate from BJP. Congress has given ticket to Kamal Singh Marawi. Being a tribal-dominated seat, apart from Gondwana Ganatantra Party, Bharatiya Adivasi Party and BSP, 7 independent candidates are also in the fray. In the last Lok Sabha elections, Sri Kulaste had won by margin of around 1 lakh votes. Mandla seat will be voted in the first phase on April 19. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Time now for our defense news capsule from the Director of Public Relations, Ministry of Defense. The report has been filed by Broadcasting Officer Anand Saurabh.
India celebrated this week the 110th birth anniversary of one of the greatest military leaders of modern time and first Field Marshal Sam Monekshaw, popularly known as Sam Bahadur. On this occasion, we spoke to Brigadier Behram M. Panthaki, who commanded the 2nd Battalion of the 8th Gorkha Rifles and held other important appointments.
Field Marshal Sam Manekshaw had a colorful and multifaceted personality. He is well known for his honesty, uprightness, great sense of humor, for calling a spade, but above all, he is known for his military acumen, his moral courage that always caused him to speak up for what was right and expedient. For Sam, nationalism reigned supreme, and the welfare and respect of troops he commanded was not negotiable.
Field Marshal Sam Manekshaw always gave a special emphasis and a stress on moral courage and integrity.
Sam was upright, loyal, and dead honest. He would often say, "I shall accept an incompetent officer, but never a dishonest one." A case of a 2-star general who had indulged in some financial misappropriation was brought to his attention. The chief called the general to his office and held his feet to the fire. Taking umbrage, the general retorted, "Sir, do you know what you're saying? You are accusing a general of being dishonest." Without pulling any punches, Sam replied, "Your chief is not only accusing you of being dishonest, but he is calling you a thief and a liar. If I were you, I would either shoot myself in the head or resign." The next day, the Major General's resignation was on Chief's table.
You have written a bestseller book on him. If you can talk about the book for our audience.
Ye kitab 10 saal pehle, 14 mein humne ye release ki thi, aur ye kitab meri wife ne aur maine likhi hai. Iske andar कोई 200 से ऊपर इनके फोटोग्राफ्स हैं और चीफ के खुद के हाथ से लिखे हुए उनके कोई लेटर्स हैं. मैं चाहता हूं कि ये किताब अपनी युवा पीढ़ी पढ़े और उससे कुछ सीखे, क्योंकि पर्पस ऑफ दिस बुक इज टू शेड लाइट ऑन फील्ड मार्शल्स कैरेक्टर, हिज क्वालिटीज ऑफ हेड एंड हार्ट. इट इज अ पोर्ट्रेट ऑफ अ मैन who rose to the highest rank in the Indian Army without compromising his core values of honesty, integrity, and moral and professional courage.
For Parikrama, this is Anand Saurabh from the Directorate of Public Relations, Ministry of Defense.
Now we'll take you on a tour of India's freedom struggle and recall the events that happened on this day.
In today's episode, we remember Assamese freedom fighter Joya Thausen, who was martyred on the 7th of April, 1944. She formed the revolutionary Dimasa Army to fight against British imperialism.
Thausen was born in 1925 in North Kachar Hill, Assam. She belonged to the Dimasa tribe and openly criticized the British government's war fund collection from the Dimasa inhabited area during World War II. At the mere age of 19 years, she established the revolutionary Dimasa Army, a party of armed activists, in 1944.
Thao Sen was inspired by the Rani Jhansi Regiment of the Indian National Army. When the INA column was about to reach Kohima, she moved with her 54 associates towards Kohima, hoping to join it in the struggle against the Allied forces. Unfortunately, this Dimasa armed force was intercepted and ambushed near Kohima by the British-led Allied force on the 7th of April, 1944. All the 54 members of the party, including Joya, were killed on the spot before their dream of joining the INA came true. We salute the great martyrs.
We also remember Indian innovator Shankar Abaji Bhise, who died on the 7th of April, 1935.
Born on the 29th of April, 1867 in Mumbai, Bhise had an aptitude for science since his childhood. At the age of 14, he constructed a small apparatus at his home which made coal gas. He began a scientific club in Bombay and started publishing a science magazine in Marathi called Vivid Kala Prakash, through which he conveyed the importance of science to the common people. In 1893, he accepted an offer to go to England to show his inventions with support from Sayaji Rao Gaikwad of Baroda. He also drew the interests of Dadabhai Naroji and G.K. Gokhale.
Bhise's most influential invention was a typesetting machine called the Spasotype and later the Bhisotype, which could insert blocks at 1500 to 2000 characters per hour for use in printing. The Hindu Missionary Society and several other Indian nationalist groups promoted Bhise and his talents. He was invited to several meetings where he was honored, including the Indian National Trade Congress at Madras on the 26th of December 1908. He established an Indian society in London along with his wife Sushila Bai and others like Govind Kukre and Govind Ray.
Until his death, Bhise kept alive the anti-colonial spirit. In London, he joined Dadabhai Naroji in demonstrations and meetings. In New York, he championed Gandhiji's ideas and hosted visiting Indian nationalists. From India to Britain and America, Bhise merged progressive politics with science. We salute the great Indian.
We also remember martyrs Sheikh Roshan and Badar Singh, who were sent to Andaman's cellular jail, Kalapani, on the 7th of March, 1859, for participating in the First War of Indian Independence in 1857. They joined hands with the independence activists and fought against the British. They also offered financial help to other people and inspired them to destroy British properties and overthrow their rule. They were caught by the company troops and accused of rebellion against the British. They were sentenced to imprisonment for life. Sheikh Roshan and Badar Singh died in Andaman Islands in imprisonment. We salute the great sons of soil.
और अब चलते हैं खेल के मैदान में और जानते हैं वहां की हलचल. आईपीएल क्रिकेट में आज मुंबई में दिल्ली कैपिटल्स और मुंबई इंडियंस के बीच मैच खेला जा रहा है. दिल्ली कैपिटल्स ने टॉस जीतकर पहले गेंदबाजी करने का फैसला किया था और ताजा समाचार मिलने तक मुंबई इंडियंस ने 17वें ओवर में 4 विकेट पर 160 रन बना लिए हैं. दूसरा मैच लखनऊ में गुजरात टाइटन्स और लखनऊ सुपर जायंट्स के बीच शाम 7:30 बजे से खेला जाएगा. और अब समय है उन व्यक्तित्वों को याद करने का जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि या फिर जन्मदिवस. ओडिसी नृत्य को पुनर्जीवित करने वाले केलुचरण महापात्रा की आज पुण्यतिथि है. 8 जनवरी 1926 को उड़ीसा के रघुराजपुर में उनका जन्म हुआ था और जो ओडिसी नृत्य पहले लोककला के रूप में जाना जाता था और लगभग खत्म होने के कगार पर पहुंच चुका था, उसे शास्त्रीय नृत्य का दर्जा दिलाने और इस नृत्य के पहले गुरु होने का गौरव उन्हें प्राप्त है. 2004 में आज ही के दिन भुवनेश्वर में उनका देहांत हो गया. कई प्रसिद्ध शास्त्रीय नर्तक जैसे संयुक्ता पाणिग्रही, कुमकुम मोहंती, सोनल मानसिंह, प्रेमवदा मोहंती, मिनाती मिश्रा और यामिनी कृष्णमूर्ति उनकी शिष्या रहीं. उन्होंने ओडिसी शैली में रासलीला, गीत गोविंद, कृष्णलीला, पंचपुष्प, कृष्णगाथा, सखी गोपाल, कोणार्क और क्षीर क्षेत्र जैसी विख्यात रचनाएं की. ओडिसी नर्तक होने के साथ ही उन्हें तबला और पखावज में भी निपुणता हासिल थी। उन्होंने विभिन्न रागों में अनेक भजन भी लिखे। उनके योगदान के लिए उन्हें तीनों पद्म सम्मानों के अलावा कालिदास सम्मान और संगीत नाटक अकादमी पुरस्कार से भी सम्मानित किया गया।
We are paying tributes to William Wordsworth, who was born on this day in 1770. Wordsworth was an English Romantic poet who, with Samuel Coleridge, helped to launch the Romantic Age in English literature with their joint publication, Lyrical Ballets, in 1798. Wordsworth's magnum opus is generally considered to be The Prelude, a semi-autobiographical poem of his early years that he revised and expanded a number of times. It was posthumously titled and published by his wife in the year of his death, before which it was generally known as the poem to Coleridge. Wordsworth was Britain's poet laureate from 1843 until his death from pleurisy on 23rd April in 1850.
आज मशहूर सितारवादक पंडित रविशंकर की जयंती है। पंडित रविशंकर का जन्म 7 अप्रैल 1920 को बनारस में हुआ था। कला जगत में उन्होंने एक नर्तक के तौर पर प्रवेश किया था। अपने बड़े भाई उदय शंकर, जिन्हें भारत में आधुनिक नृत्य का जन्मदाता माना जाता है, उनकी नृत्य मंडली के साथ 10 साल की उम्र से रविशंकर ने अमेरिका और यूरोप के कई दौरे किए और एक नर्तक के रूप में कई यादगार प्रदर्शन भी दिए। 18 साल की उम्र में उन्होंने नृत्य छोड़कर सितार सीखना शुरू किया। उस्ताद इनायत खान से सितार सीखने के बाद वो मुंबई चले गए, जहां उन्होंने इंडियन पीपल्स थिएटर एसोसिएशन के लिए काम किया। 1950 में रविशंकर को नई दिल्ली में ऑल इंडिया रेडियो का निदेशक बनने का मौका मिला, जहां अपने कार्यकाल के दौरान उन्होंने ऑर्केस्ट्रा के लिए मिश्रित सितार, पश्चिमी शास्त्रीय वाद्य यंत्र और भारतीय वाद्य यंत्रों के साथ कई धुनों की रचना की। इसी दौरान उन्होंने अमेरिकी मूल के वायलिन वादक यहूदी मेनुहिन के साथ भी जुगलबंदी की शुरुआत की। 1968 में यहूदी मेनुहिन के साथ अपने एल्बम वेस्ट मीट्स ईस्ट के लिए ग्रैमी अवार्ड जीतने वाले वे पहले भारतीय बने। उन्होंने प्रसिद्ध रॉक बैंड बीटल्स के जॉर्ज हैरिसन के साथ भी जुगलबंदी की और 1973 में दूसरा ग्रैमी उन्होंने हैरिसन के साथ जीता। नरेश, उन्होंने कुल 5 ग्रैमी अवार्ड जीते थे और इसके अलावा कुछ फिल्मों के लिए भी उन्होंने संगीत दिया था। 1967 में उन्हें पद्म भूषण, 1981 में पद्म विभूषण और 1999 में भारत रत्न से सम्मानित किया गया। 1986 से 92 तक वे राज्यसभा के सदस्य भी रहे। 11 दिसंबर 2012 को कैलिफोर्निया में 92 वर्ष की आयु में उनका निधन हो गया। और अपनी कला से उन्हें कितना प्यार था, इसका पता इस बात से चलता है कि अपनी मृत्यु से एक महीने पहले नवंबर में उन्होंने अपना आखिरी कॉन्सर्ट ऑक्सीजन ट्यूब लगाकर किया था।
We are also saying happy birthday to Ram Gopal Varma, who was born on this day in 1962, a film director, screenwriter and producer known for his works in Telugu cinema, Bollywood and television. Varma directed films across multiple genres, including parallel cinema and docudrama, noted for his gritty realism, technical finesse and craft. Let's listen to a beautiful song from one of his films.
मिलती है वो कुड़ी मेरी सपने में मिलती है सपने में मिलती है वो कुड़ी मेरी सपने में मिलती है
सारा दिन घूंघटे में बंद कुड़िया सी
सारा दिन घूंघटे में बंद कुड़िया सी अखियों में खुलती।
We are also sending birthday greetings to Jitendra, who was born on this day in 1942, an iconic actor who is known for his work in Hindi cinema. He also serves as the chairman of Balaji Telefilms and Balaji Motion Pictures. Although he has been given numerous awards and honors, one of the most notable ones is in 2004 when he was awarded the Legend of Indian Cinema at Atlantic City, United States. Let's listen to the song Musafir Hu Yaron, sung by Kishore Kumar from the film Parichay.
Musafir Hu Yaron, na ghar hai na thikana, mujhe chalke jana hai, bas chalte jana.
To shrotao, ab mudita aur Naresh Mango ko dijiye ijazat. Namaskar.